Mrs. Future.
Look who's back.
Alan.
Yay.
Hey, you guys.
Yay.
I'm going to check my text messages,
Alan,
here, Billy.
Great to see you.
How are you guys? Good.
Welcome
good to see
back.
You. Good to see you.
The Future's a return to California.
Wow.
They were everywhere. They were in Philly. They were all over the place. Yeah. Sit down. Take a mic. Join us. Tell us a little bit about your trip. Where have you been? What was special about it? What was the high point? Give us some of the stuff.
Yeah, sure. I don't hear anything on the headphones.
We can hear you just fine.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's the important thing.
Yeah. You'll do the talking, so you'll know what you're saying.
I'll do all the talking.
Yeah, talking. Yeah, you're in Philly.
Yeah, we're in Philly. Water.
Water.
Yeah. He was so influenced, he had a Philly cheesesteak for lunch.
Yes.
Yeah. I just had one here, too.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to see how they compare.
Which cheese did you have?
There's the American one and... what was the other one?
We were just talking about this a minute ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Your cheesesteak? Yeah.
We were talking about cheesesteaks and the right cheese.
Famous Philly cheesesteak.
Famous Philly
bar. But it's so famous we can't remember the name.
Well, did you go to the one that the tourists go to or the real ones?
Well, it seemed pretty real.
You
I mean,
tell
it was
us
in
the name, and I'll tell you.
Did you go to Gino's?
Gino's. I think we did go to Gino's.
Yeah, that's the tourist one with Cheese Whiz, right?
No,
didn't get the Cheese Whiz.
Good,
one.
You knew better than the. But they offer Cheese Whiz there.
Yeah, they do.
Whereas
they do.
The other places don't even offer the Whiz.
They know better, right?
Yeah. You know, you go to Jim's or Del Sandro's. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Liberty Bell was one of the few places in the country where we had to go through, like, TSA security to see it.
No kidding, really?
Yeah, it's all surrounded.
Was somebody going to blow it up? What were they afraid of?
I don't know. I mean, the Liberty Bell is well protected.
That's right. The Liberty Bell is
the worst that can happen is another crack. I mean, really.
I was trying
it's
to
the only place we had to go through a Friskum weapons test to make sure nobody
did
was
did they catch your drugs?
No.
Good.
No.
I just had to empty my pockets to get into the fair just now.
Did you really?
And all the things that I took out of my pockets was amazing.
Did they give them back to you, Billy?
Oh, yeah.
Or did you confiscate?
Oh, yeah. And then I got in free because I just, you know, I tell them I'm working the fair, so I didn't have to
wait
for
parking.
Which
we don't advise anybody else to
or
do.
Or for a ticket or anything.
We advise them to pay to get in.
I didn't have to pay to pay parking or to get in. See how I do? See
you
how
know
I
how
do?
To work the fair, Billy.
I do.
No,
well,
I
you know,
would
we've been
guess
doing this
that.
For
you
years.
Didn't have to tell us.
How many years have we been doing the fair, David?
Oh, I don't know. It's been
it feels like 20 to me.
Probably 10 years.
Yeah, easily. Yeah. More than 10.
Is this your usual space for the
no.
For the
no, usually we're down over by where the other
where
guys,
you guys are.
But
the other guys.
Yeah, where you guys are, down where you guys are.
That's right.
Yeah, we're usually down over there. But this year we got a space last minute here. And it's pretty nice, actually. We're in the shade, which usually, you know, that place gets hit by the sun.
Yeah.
And this is nice
you
and shady.
Get hit by a lot of extraneous noise down there, too.
That, too, yeah.
Nice,
yeah.
Still, it's kind of fun. It's kind of, I haven't been to the fair for years.
Yeah, I'm not?
Yeah. No, this is really kind of
fun. Did you guys get any food here?
Yeah, I tried the cheesesteak and the fries. There's a group that has a great fries, we were told.
Were they good fries?
Man. Crispy, yeah. They're pretty good. Pretty good. I'm a little tired from the whole thing. I mean, I'm not sure what made me tired, the cheesesteak or the fries. But
well, that's pretty lead in all of it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Really.
but Philly was a great hit. New Jersey, we went to Atlantic City.
You know? I love Atlantic City. I spent every summer there.
That's what I heard. You're from an island or from a peninsula or something out in Atlantic City near there?
No, right there beach. In Atlantic City, right before Margate, near the elephant, the big elephant.
Let's see. We went to Tony's Baltimore Grill.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, which was authentic Italian.
We
Philly.
Wandered through the neighborhood, and we met Captain SpongeBob, who told us he'd make sure our car didn't get stolen. We were very grateful.
Yeah.
It is Atlantic City.
That's
you know,
right.
It's amazing because they. You would think that the casinos would have helped the city out, and they didn't do anything.
Well, hey, we walked through the Tropicana and got lost because you can't tell what direction you're going
yeah,
as
you
you're
go
walking
through
the
casinos. Casinos are amazing.
I had to pull out my phone and
no clocks, no directions.
Yeah. But when we finally did come up
east.
For air,
yeah.
We got some directions from a nice security lady. And when we walked out the door, it was like Atlantic City welcomed us. There was like these fireworks going off
crazy for the next
half an hour.
Yeah.
So, you know.
The Futures are here. We're going to welcome
them. Yeah, it was like
kind of seemed like it.
The grand finale of the show.
I one time
show.
Took a helicopter from Midtown Manhattan, right on the river, to the casinos. Right there on the boardwalk, the helicopter lands, walk into the casino.
Wow.
I felt like the President of the United States. It was very groovy.
What was the occasion?
Just why not?
What the heck?
Why not?
Jeez, what a guy.
You know, I had money and I was flashing. What can I tell you?
Billy, that's awesome.
Trying to impress somebody, Billy?
No, I was with the wife.
Oh, you don't need to impress the wife. Barbara? I thought she liked being impressed.
Yeah, she was just an old hippie, you know. Oh, she didn't need to be impressed.
There you go.
Oh, we had an interesting thing. We were in Minnesota.
What were you doing there?
Minneapolis.
We drove all the way out to Montreal, and then we drove all the way back.
Yeah.
So.
How was Canada?
It was beautiful.
Oh,
was,
yeah. The lakes up in the mountains. You know, to swim in a freshwater lake up there is just amazing. And to see my mother turn to 93, that was a really treat also.
That is a treat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just, when I was back east in Philly, I was visiting my 93-year-old aunt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she's in great shape. Her mind is still sharp.
She's still going strong?
Yeah, she just called me, about Rosh Hashanah to wish me a happy new year. Yeah, so we were talking about what we were each serving.
Yeah. Oh, you know, another highlight of Philadelphia was a Russian spa.
Oh, man.
The Schwitz. You went to the Schwitz on Kamak Street.
It's up in northern,
no,
this is way up northern
Philadelphia. I think we had to go to the Hamptons.
No, that's New York. That's in New York.
Well,
no, this was northern Philly.
North Philly.
Near Byberry.
Oh, way up there.
Yeah.
Up Roosevelt Boulevard.
Yeah. And
with
they had
so
they beat
spa.
You with you know.
Well, they do have those beating things.
They had them. Yeah. But we didn't have them. We didn't.
No, we didn't.
Them. They just showed us.
So
how
it was co-ed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you had to.
It's
you
not
had
often.
To, you had to wear trunks though. But
what's the beating thing? What is that about?
They were olive leaves.
They beat you with leaves.
Yeah.
Big old fat Russian guy. You know, you're naked and you're sweaty and they rub you with stuff and they beat you.
Yeah.
That's nasty.
It's actually a cool way to spend
the
day.
People were doing
night.
It to themselves, Dave. Yeah. It was very civilized. Yeah, it looked like it was good for you.
It's called the Schwitz. And Schwitz means to sweat in Yiddish.
Okay.
And like, for example, we would go to the Schwitz after we would have a bachelor party.
Okay.
And then you go, you know, you drink and you mess around and then you go to the Schwitz and sweat it out. Schwitz is a great way to spend some time.
So there was also a steam room with all kinds of nice smells in the steam.
Eucalyptus leaves and all that kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah, that was really nice. That was probably
there
one
were
of the,
eight little mini spas, like one after the other, after the other.
There was
after
a,
the other.
A cold so one with salt, a big salt wall.
Have you been to a spa ever, David?
No, I haven't.
It's not a big Mexican thing, is it?
No. No, we don't go to spas except to like trim the hedges and clean up the parking lot.
You need to give that a shot.
Install
sometime.
The carpet.
We'll go to a spa day together.
Hot tubs. Yeah. Big hot tubs.
This is
more for people of the ice and snow.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, hot and cold. They also have the cold plunge. The coldest cold plunge I ever saw.
That's a big thing, cold plunge, among the you know, hippie and psychedelic crowd.
Well,
and
this
it's
was the Russian
so
crowd.
Great.
You know,
you go from hot, hot to cold, cold, and then back again. It's trippy.
Wow. Like in Finland. Or something.
David's
cringing.
I don't. That doesn't sound good to me.
Not to me. I'm too old. Too shocking. It would kill me. I think
that cold would not be good.
Yeah.
Wakes you up.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. You know.
That's right. And then there's dry heat also, where it's just super dry and you get really hot. And
then there's an ice room.
Ice room, where there's just blocks of ice.
Speaking of an ice room,
made of ice.
That's cool.
I want to go to Finland. And spend some time in a glass igloo so I don't even have to get out of bed to see the Northern Lights.
Oh, beautiful.
They have such a thing. I saw it.
Yeah.
I want to go.
That's pretty lazy, Billy. I mean, you don't even want to get out of bed
to see
the Northern
Lights.
I'm the
laziest man God made.
You know what, Billy? If you wake up in one of those ice houses, you will want to get out of bed. Believe me.
I'll bet.
Because the bed is made of ice. It might have some like a fur rug thrown on top of it, it's still made of ice.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
Is that the place you're talking about where everything's made of ice?
Yeah.
Let's go see Billy on Ice.
That would be fun,
wouldn't it?
That would be.
I'm going to do that.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Well, now that I've got this cancer diagnosis, you know, and it's incurable cancer.
Yeah.
So I'm acting as if this is the last year I have to live, whether it is or not. I think we should all behave that way once we're over 50.
Yeah.
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 What
you never know.
If you're
you never
wrong.
Know what's going to happen.
Well, what the hell? What the hell?
Maybe you should act like it's the last day
couple
of your
years.
Life.
Last day? All right.
Yeah. Always act like it's the last day of your life and see how long you can keep it going.
I think that's good advice, except for young men. Which I don't trust them to behave properly if they thought it was the last day of their lives.
Oh, right. Yeah, I was going to say, that could be dangerous.
You need a certain maturity, I think, too.
Yeah. Where do you draw the line, Billy?
50.
50? Okay. Yeah, 50. If you're 50, you can live as if today is the last day of your life.
And if not,
forever.
You should think of yourself as having at least a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
consequences.
But look, you know, you never know.
You never know.
And my brother was diagnosed 10 years ago, and he's still kicking.
Yeah, that happens.
Strong, you know, and there's all kinds of new treatments.
All the time. Yeah. Oh, yes, you don't know. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to go for the maximum awareness treatment?
No, no. At this point, my attitude is to drop my body as soon as something starts to really hurt.
Really?
Yeah. But we'll see, because again, you know, if they have treatments that don't make you sick. You know, my wife had cancer, and that experience was, none of the medicine was helpful. It just made her feel sick. So the idea that you prolong being sick when you aren't going to have a good ending.
So the quality of life means a lot to
you. Yeah, of course. Yeah. So, yeah, it's not quantity, it's quality.
Right,
and,
right.
And so so we'll see.
You're probably,
but it's a moving target.
You're stoking up on your pain relievers? And.
I'm not in pain, so I don't need pain relievers.
Okay.
Yeah, and there are alternatives. There's Alcor in Phoenix.
What's
you know
that?
What is? Well, that's basically, yeah, you basically freeze.
No, I'm not doing any of that.
Oh, I want to hear about it. What
I'm
do
really
they do?
I'm really comfortable with
they
being
freeze
dead.
Your body.
Yeah?
Yeah, they take the blood out.
I mean, do you mean the head as well?
Everything,
well,
yeah.
Well, you can
sometimes
just
they just
the
do
head,
the head.
You can keep the whole body.
It's cheaper to do the head.
Yeah, head. That's right. That's right, pal. But it's 85,000 freeze your head only. Yeah, 200,000 for your whole body.
I'm really okay with being dead. Dying, I'm not looking forward to. I'd like to be asleep for that process.
Uh-huh.
But being dead, I'm totally comfortable with it.
Well,
the one thing that happens to everybody, even Donald Trump, will be dead.
The transition's important. You know,
well, exactly.
Aldous Huxley took acid.
Not a bad idea.
No.
Or maybe a very bad idea, depending on your attitude
about
things.
Depending on your consciousness.
Yeah, exactly. Setting.
You know back to the freezing of the body thing. Yeah. So if you get frozen, right, and they bring you back, they defrost you at a time when they can cure whatever caused your demise.
Sure, yeah.
Would those people not be time travelers?
They would.
Yes,
that would be the genuine
absolutely.
Time traveling.
Right? Yeah. That's more like what time travel will look like.
Right.
People think you're going to get into a machine and
pull a lever
and a wheel's going to go spinning. And that's
not somebody who's in cryonic suspension.
We currently have that kind of time travel. That's what YouTube is. You know, anything where you like immerse yourself and your senses into something that's been recorded.
And 8 hours later, you go to bed.
Yeah,
that's time travel.
You know, but there was an interesting kind of time travel in Dayton, Ohio, where they created a village where each building represented like a 19th century building in that town 150 years ago, like the Erie Canal, the main place where you'd bring your goods, or there's a whole bunch of trains from there. And probably the most fascinating was that was the home of the Wright brothers, and they recreated the Wright brothers bicycle shop.
Neat.
You could walk in and you felt like you were there with the original tools they used, and get into the fundamental issues that they were trying to solve about flight.
And
back
then garage in Palo Alto, where Hewlett Packard started.
Yeah, they...
Well,
yeah.
You know, that's what these dementia villages should look like.
Dementia villages?
Yeah, they're going to have dementia
villages. That sounds like maybe a Burning Man.
You know, where people who are sort of losing, it'll still be comfortable because it's designed to make them happy and remember and become...
Yeah, bring back the memories.
You guys, of course, are geeking out of all the tech museums, but my favorite place on the trip was when we went swimming in Walden Pond.
Walden
that was
Pond.
Really classic, yeah.
What was that guy's name? Thoreau?
Yeah.
That was Thoreau.
That's right.
Yeah.
Henry David Thoreau.
Yeah.
His famous pond.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to see you guys.
All right. You got
good to see you guys.
Good to see you guys.
Yeah, you too.
You have a great day, and I hope you enjoy the fair. Thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely. Our pleasure.
Stay in touch.
Lots of love.
Stay in touch.
MZ for us.
We will.
All right. Thanks.
Bye, you guys.
All right.